From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Japanese officials are struggling to cool a second nuclear reactor in the region where an explosion happened yesterday. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the nuclear emergency is a big danger following Friday's massive earthquake and tsunami.
Japan is waking to news that the cooling systems have failed at another nuclear reactor in Fukushima, 150 miles north of Tokyo. Once again, authorities are releasing radioactive steam from the plant's reactor. This comes just hours after a blast destroyed the outer housing from another reactor at the same plant. Officials said the steel containment vessel was unharmed. More than 140,000 people in the immediate area have been evacuated, and workers in protective clothing are scanning them for radiation. Kyodo News Agency says 300,000 people nationwide have sought refuge in shelters. Four trains are still unaccounted for after the tsunami. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Libyan state television is reporting that forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have retaken control of the oil town of Brega. The report has not been independently verified, but Gaddafi's forces have been pushing the front line deeper into rebel-held territory. Meanwhile, the Arab League is calling for a no-fly zone over Libya. Secretary General Amr Moussa says it's for the safety of the Libyan people.
Protect the civilian population in Libya. After what has been reported of attacks and casualties and very tense situation, very bloody situation.
Moussa was speaking in Cairo after a meeting this weekend among Arab League foreign ministers. Libyan rebels say a no-fly zone is vital to ground Colonel Gaddafi's warplanes, but there are questions about its effectiveness, and it's not clear if the UN Security Council would go along. Protesters in Wisconsin say they're focusing on the future now that the proposal to strip public workers of most collective bargaining rights has become law. Thousands of demonstrators filled the Capitol grounds in Madison yesterday, and the 14 Democratic senators who fled the state in an attempt to prevent a vote on the proposal joined them. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson says they were treated to a hero's welcome.
Democrats left Wisconsin to avoid voting on a bill to restrict public employee union bargaining rights. Now that it's law, they say the focus is on recalling Republican senators who supported it. Madison police estimated between 85 and 100,000 people visited the Capitol to greet the senators. Democratic Minority Leader Mark Miller addressed the crowd.
Together, we will get our rights back!
Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald issued a blistering statement, calling the Democrats, quote, the 14 most shameful people in the state of Wisconsin. Fitzgerald said Democrats were going to pretend they were heroes for taking a three-week vacation. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Harbors along the southern Oregon and northern California coast are assessing losses from the tsunami that raced across the Pacific after Japan's earthquake. While the waves were considered to be only mid-size, they caused considerable damage. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Baer reports that at least one person was killed.
Officials identified the man swept out to sea by tsunami waves near the mouth of the Klamath River as 25-year-old Dustin Weber of Bend, Oregon. Port officials across the region are assessing vessels torn from their moorings and mashed into docks. In some cases, entire harbors were swamped. Trawl fisherman Brad Pettinger stood among the crowd watching helplessly in Brookings, Oregon, Friday, as boats became huge projectiles. He says fishing operations, large and small, got hit.
We have a public hoist here that people use for unloading their fish. The entire dock has just collapsed, folded down in the water. So people who do their own thing, kind of a farmer's market type situation, that dock is now out for who knows how long.
California Governor Jerry Brown has declared states of emergency in four counties. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is expected to make a disaster declaration soon. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
Hundreds of East Coast residents are going home as floodwaters recede, but officials say it might be a few more days for others, especially in hard-hit areas of northern New Jersey. Glenn Brown is the public safety director of Paterson, New Jersey. He says the flooding is the most serious he's ever seen there.
I was around for the 2007-2010 floods, and if I had to compare, the flooding is worse this time around.
Brown is among dozens of officials from Maryland to Maine who are keeping an eye on rain-swollen creeks and streams. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington. Support.